morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning. It is December 16th, 2021. It is Thursday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. It is 9 days till Christmas. Today's episode is brought to you by Chiffon Duncan. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "You find peace by not rearranging the circumstances of your life, but by realizing who you are at the deepest level." By Eckhart Tolle. So, what are we drinking today? I'm going to quietly take a sip. So we are drinking orange besom. Orange besom is a chocolate orange sweet tea with pura and orange and cacao nibs. It is lovely. It has corn flowers. I freaking love it. So, chocolate oranges are the best thing in the world. I recommend everyone get in on it. I think there was like a raspberry orange for a hot minute. Am I misremembering? I feel like there was another chocolate orange flavor that wasn't orange. Like raspberry or something. Maybe I'm misremembering. Ooh, guys. Okay. They should do a peppermint. I want a peppermint orange. Can they do like peppermint choc? Does pepper... Wait. We know from orange juice and toothpaste, peppermint and orange do not go together. I just want a chocolate orange without the orange with peppermint. That's what I would like. All right. I forgot what I was talking about. I got so wrapped up. So we are talking about teas for witches. This comes to us from, where does this come to us from? From Tumblr, I can tell you that. It is iolitewitchcraft.tumblr.com. So we're going to go over the different types of teas and kind of the general vibes and correspondences. So black tea, earthy, wintry, strength, stability, death, expelling negativity, alertness, and energy. Then we have green tea, fire, summer, passion, healing, conscious mind, sexual health, love, energy, progress, and magic. Oolong, water, autumn, reflection, meditation, wisdom, serenity, concentration, romance, friendship. White tea, air, spring, happiness, wisdom, moon, purification, protection, clarity, cleansings, and beginnings. And then, of course, herbal teas is dependent on the herbs. We know that. We know that. All right. So, moving into some headlines, this comes to us from popsugar.com. Disney's Encanto is a first step in normalizing Latinx spirituality in mainstream films. And this was written by Joanna Ferreira. There's been a lot of joy and excitement surrounding Disney's latest film, Encanto. The animated movie releases on November 24th, and is set in Colombia and tells the story of a young woman by the name of Mirabel who fights to find acceptance from her magical family that lives in a big magical house. Featuring music by Broadway star and composer Lin-Manuel Miranda, the film is exactly what every Latinx adult would have loved to see growing up. It not only centers around a Latinx family, but it also celebrates Colombia's immense diversity, something we rarely see, if ever, in mainstream films today. Not only does it portray a refreshingly positive image of Colombia, but it also showcases the racial diversity that exists within the community while celebrating its music, food, and rich culture. Like Disney's Coco, it taps into Latinx spirituality, only this time it confronts the stigma. In Coco, which centers on the sacred Mexican holiday of Dia de los Muertos, the focus is on connecting with ancestors. But in Encanto, there's magic in the house. And while it's believed to originate from the family's matriarch, Abuela Alma, There's a clear distinction regarding what's perceived as good magic and what's perceived as bad. So, yeah. I'm excited. I didn't know it was already out. Mirabelle's Tio Bruno, who is referred to as a spiritual intuitive medium or psychic, gets visions regarding what's to come in the future. Well, this is pretty cool. I did not know about this. I loved Coco. Oh, yeah, we're going to have to watch this. We're going to watch this so hard in my house. Okay, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Thursday, December 16th. The waxing gibbous moon spends its final day frolicking in Taurus's fields today. Here, the moon trines Venus, opposes Mars, and squares Jupiter. Mars in Sagittarius is pushing the moon to stay on the move, but the moon in Taurus is more interested in languishing in comfort. We may be at odds with how best to use our time today. We feel the urge to get things done, to move and shake, to mix things up, but we can't seem to get up the gumption to start the ball rolling. It's important for you to be patient with yourself today. There is room in every day to be both chill and organized. Put some boundaries around your chill time. Pull yourself up for a concerted effort and allow yourself to relax for a bit after the grind. You'll find that if you make room for both, you'll come out of the day feeling less frustrated and more accomplished. Your daily moon mantra is, "The bad news is that time flies. The good news is that you're the pilot." This has been your daily moon mantra from Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Witches are on the go. If we are not living out our day-to-day lives, balancing home life and work, or organizing rituals and keeping track of spells, the Hectic Witches Planner is a journal-style planner that not only helps you keep track of appointments and important dates, but encourages you to plan out your long-term goals, your rituals, and even helps you pause and reflect with journal prompts. This is a planner for witches built by some of the busiest witches around. This 280-page, 12-month weekly planner is filled with journal prompts, planting guides, holiday information, moon phases, along with monthly suggestions to help you try new witchy things. Full color with bound pages, you can keep this book in your bag or tote without worrying about pages loosening and falling out. We do not have time for pages falling out. You can find the Hectic Witches Planner on Amazon. All right, so we have a question from listener Maggie. Maggie, it's actually one of my favorite names. I really like the name Maggie. Maggie says, "Hey witches, I'm curious about something. I was sent to Presbyterian church for a good chunk of my childhood until I was about 13, and it just didn't feel right. Purely out of tradition, I still listen to all of the Christmas songs all these years later, including the religious one. If you listen to Pentatonics, you know the stuff is catchy." Oh my gosh, I have to interject. I really love Carol of the Bells. It's just one of my favorite holiday songs because it's dramatic. It's just always been my favorite. So I said the words, "Hey, murmur," you know what I'm saying. "Hey, murmur, can you play Carol of the Bells?" And I wanted like Mannheim Steamroller because it's dramatic. And they started playing Pentatonics, and I was like, "No, never Pentatonics. Never. I want Mannheim Steamroller." Yes. I am not a Pentatonics fan, and only because my loyalty lies with the Dartmouth Heirs. For those of you who don't know, the Pentatonics came out of a show like no one saw years and years and years ago so this was before, like, what was those movies about acapella? Before acapella was big, before those movies came out where it made acapella like a household name, I was always into acapella because as a kid, that was like, we would do that when I was in school. So I loved, that competition show. And there were two bands at the end, and it was Dartmouth Airs and Pinotonics. And I am just a theater person. I was a theater kid throughout middle school and high school and elementary school. I'm a theater kid. I like the Dartmouth Airs. They had more theater presence, more performance ability, in my personal opinion. But they lost to the Pinotonics because the judges said Pinotonics were easier to sell. And I'm not over it. I know this was like 10 years ago. I'm not over it. So... But yeah, it all led to me yelling at Google to never play Pentatonix in my house. But anyways, I'm sorry. I completely lost track. I've had like 3 cups of coffee today, and I'm drinking tea, so I'm a little loopy. So you said, I still listen to all the Christmas songs all these years later, even the religious one. The religious ones. Anyone else do this? Am I less of a witch because of this? No, you're never less of a witch. I don't feel any connection to the songs. Just enjoy them out of tradition's sake. So I think the fact you enjoy them purely because they're tradition just proves how much of a witch you are. Witchcraft is just all about tradition and religion. And when it's something that speaks to you and speaks to your heart and speaks to your soul, it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm trying to think if I do anything particularly. I really like ritual and tradition. I love Advent calendars. I didn't even know till a few years ago that Advent was a holiday because I wasn't raised Christian. But I still do them. I do. I'm not Catholic, but I like to do Lent. You know what I mean? I mean, like, I feel like you can still find meaning out of these traditions without feeling as if it makes you bad because you don't prescribe to the religion. You know what I mean? But let's see what other... Oh, people had thoughts on this. Thoughts. My mom loves Little Drummer Boy, and we're not religious, you know? Okay, hang on. People had feelings. Lilith said, my mom loved Christmas. She was a Methodist. The old songs make me think of her. You go with your Christmas songs because of your childhood. Nothing can make you less of a witch except your own behavior. It's who you are, just like nothing can make you feel less of a person, friend, mother, father, than your own behavior. My mother was a great witch, force of nature. Her chosen God was God. How you focus your power or with it isn't always about religion. Vanessa says, sometimes the songs will make me have weird flashbacks to my Catholic upbringing. I usually just enjoy the holidays and all the things that come with it. I don't think too hard about it, and I don't feel a connection to it. I even put out a nativity that reminds me of my mom and grandma. And other than the Jesus stuff, like, my friend Kristen, she's been on the podcast, she does trivia, so I went to one of her trivia, and it was a Christmas trivia, and it said Christmas was banned for 2 decades by what group, and it was the Puritans, and so honestly, the Christmas we celebrate anyways, the one that everyone's commonly referred to, is extremely pagan, and when I say that, you're gonna go, no, Tanya, we all know it derives from pagan stuff. That's not what I'm saying. We all know that. What I'm saying is the Christmas we know in the U.S. is too witchy for a lot of pagans. Or not pagans, Christians. The Christmas we know in the U.S. is already too witchy for a lot of Christians. I've known people who Santa was a bad word in their upbringing because Santa was magic and magic was witchcraft. So... the holiday we celebrate, especially in the United States, is already really removed from the religion. The only, I mean, there's the Jesus stuff with like they need the nativity scene and all that. But apart from that, the classic thing that we do, the trees and Santa and all that, that's already kind of far removed from the Christian idea of what Christmas is. So it's almost like this religious-less holiday, right? We have the pagan origins. Then we have the parts of it. Then there are Christians who don't celebrate Christmas because it's too witchy and magical, and they don't do that. So I don't know. I think it's already just kind of this religious-less holiday. Just that's my personal take. I know everyone has different backgrounds, different upbringings that make them feel different things. But I'm talking from my perspective. I cannot speak for thousands of people's perspectives. So from my perspective, that's kind of how I look at it. Jeff says it does not make you any less of a witch unless it conjures up negative energy for you. As a theosophist, I'm not sure what that means, I believe there is spirit and truth to be found in all religions. The real hard part is separating the spiritual truths from the material preservations of humans to each religion. Even if you are a non-religious witch, if Christian music is good for you in the season, then you should not feel guilty about enjoying it. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. A kind of example of that is I am a bit of a movie snob, a little bit. I'm a movie snob and like a TV snob, and it just comes. And when I say snob, it just means I really, really analyze it. I really analyze it. I really think about it, and I really think about like, what is it doing? Is it doing what it meant to do? Like, why is it doing this? Is this movie just to make this group feel good about themselves? Like, I really look at stuff like that. Now around the holidays. For some reason, that all goes out the window, and I watch Hallmark movies. Are the movies terrible? Yes. Do we know it really is shaping curious representations of what healthy relationships are? Yes. Would I watch them any other time of the year? No. There's something about the simpleness of it. They're so simple. Like, so simple that it's relaxing. And for some reason, around the holidays, I consume them like Tic Tacs. And I know it's not, I know they're rotting my brain, but I just do it. And that's kind of like what Jeff is saying, is that if it feels good to you in the season, don't feel guilty about it. Enjoy it. And I agree. So I think that's enough breaking down the holidays for today. Let's move on. I'm sure someone's not going to like something I've said, but you know, this is my space. This is my space, and you don't have to be here if you don't want to. But I love you all very, very, very much, and I want you all very happy. Kimberly has a witch win. Yes, love witch wins. Kimberly says, "Hi all, I wanted to share this small yet powerful witch win. I recently moved into a new apartment with my partner, and things are still not totally unpacked and situated. Upon moving, we absentmindedly placed a full-length mirror facing the door of our bed. We knew this was bad feng shui, but hadn't bothered to move it until I started sleeping poorly and having night stress dreams. Last night, I finally moved the mirror out and cleansed the room and slept peacefully for the first time in a while." That is a witch win. Yeah. I really try to have some thought about mirrors when it comes to my spaces. You try not to have mirrors facing me while I sleep, but I've already failed that. I try to be very careful about like where the head of my bed goes, mirrors, things like that. But we do what we can with the space that we have. So sometimes you end up with like bad energy and there's really nothing you can do about it, but you try your best. That is a great witch win, Kimberly. All right, witches, we have a little magic today and we're going to go through it kind of quickly because we're running out of time. This is a hot chocolate energy boost spell, and it comes to us from the December 2021 issue of Witch Way magazine and writer Jessica Marie Baumgartner. So, hot chocolate. Ha ha ha. I love hot chocolate. So for this, you're going to need a martini shaker, a kettle of water, a spoon or candy cane, a mug, 1 tablespoon of cocoa powder, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, optional, 1 handful of mini marshmallows, oh yeah, 1/2 cup of milk, and then 1/2 cup of boiled water. So, what you're going to do is set the kettle on boil, and as the water heats, breathe deep and be conscious of the energy warming the room. 2, smell the cocoa powder before putting it into an empty martini shaker. Add sugar and milk. If adding vanilla, smell as well before pouring in. Number 3, focus on your body and the specific areas which are tired from your outings until the kettle sings. remove it from the heat. 4. Now close up the shaker and put your left hand on top of it and visualize the energy these simple ingredients hold. 5. Direct that energy into your hand and begin to shake the contents without adding the water yet, or the lid will explode off, which can be fun sometimes but doesn't make for a great drink. As you shake, direct some of the energy into your other hand by meditating on balance. When ready, set the shaker aside and pull out your mug. 6. Carefully pour half a cup of water into your mug. Lean forward and let the steam hug your face as it rises. 7. Now open the shaker and pour the milk mix on top of the water. Stir with a spoon or candy cane. Watch the mixture turn as you stir. See the bubbles form and let your emotion revive you. 8. Sit down with your drink in front of you. Breathe in. Sing, chant, or whisper of winter and your favorite aspects of the season. Grab a handful of marshmallows and slowly drop them in. 9. Now drink slowly and envision the liquid reviving all the areas that are most tired as you sip. It's a relaxed spell with a simple recipe that can be adjusted for personal preference. I have found myself repeating these steps time and time again, whether alone or sharing with family. I often look forward to it, especially during the holiday season. All right, witches, we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I do want to give a shout out to listener Elise S. Elise, you badass scintillating unicorn nurse. I also want to give a shout out to listener Amber Jameson. Amber, you rule-breaking fancy oracle. And then finally, Lisa McGinnis. Lisa, you powerful, splendid seer. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate you. Now, before we leave, we do have a card pull. And it's the Dolphin from the Cosmic Creatures deck. The Dolphin is all about compassion, playfulness, and harmony. Laughing is contagious, and the Dolphin asks that you spread joy. A highly intelligent and playful mammal, the Dolphin is a reminder to have more fun and not take life so seriously. With lighthearted abandon, let go of expectations that you've set for yourself and enjoy each moment for what it is. Invite more flow into your everyday and let that guide you as you keep swimming along. The Dolphin symbolizes peace and harmony, especially with your community. Dolphins are social creatures that swim in ponds, and they use their strength in numbers wisely. Remember that you can always rely on the support of your community and ask for help when you need it. With its unmatched intelligence, the Dolphin synchronizes mind, body, and spirit in unison, creating the space for more fluidity and joy to occur. Follow your instincts and believe in your brilliance. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget, any books, decks, headlines, sources, or anything else we've referenced can be found in the podcast episode description. I hope you have a great day, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find the Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.